Chapter 4. Sustainment Support to Division Combat Operations. This chapter provides planning considerations for large-scale combat operations. Chapter 4 also provides sustainment planning considerations unique to offensive and defensive operations. Large-scale combat operations. Large-scale combat operations are characterized by simultaneous, geographically dispersed operations that occur in various OEs and are challenged across multiple domains. They require greater sustainment than other types of operations because of the higher operational tempo, greater lethality, and significantly increased consumption of supplies and equipment. The lethal nature of large-scale combat operations increases the propensity for mass casualties, requirements for mortuary affairs, increased requirements for a robust medical architecture, and large-scale personnel and equipment replacements. Large-scale combat operations will require the distribution system to move a greater volume of personnel and equipment than in other types of operations. Increased velocity and precision will be required to sustain operations. Within division operations, planners must consider the scope of support provided by the DSB. All units attached to the division are supported by the DSB and its organic DSSB. These include any attached BCTs, as well as other organizations supporting the division's operation. Engineer, military police, chemical, air defense, and other divisional and non-divisional units may operate in the division's rear area. If the scope of support requirements exceeds the capacity of the organic DSSB, additional modular logistics companies or an additional CSSB may be required to meet support requirements. The Division G4 and the DSB commander must continually assess the situation and make organizational changes as necessary. Planning considerations for supporting offensive and defensive operations. Sustainment planning is both a continuous and a cyclical activity of the operations process. For sustainment planning, the most important factors are requirements, capabilities, and shortfalls. As outlined in this chapter, planning considerations assist planners in identifying specific support or operational requirements based upon available information. Many planning considerations affect the ability to execute large-scale combat operations. These considerations must be recognized, analyzed in the time available, and prioritized based on the commander's intent. Planning considerations must encompass all warfighting functions to ensure the plan is integrated across all functions and domains. A planning consideration may have various levels of effects that drive support requirements across all warfighting functions. The following discussion describes considerations that must be considered during planning for sustaining large-scale combat operations. Planning considerations for command and control systems. The planning considerations for C2 systems are listed below. Expect enemy attacks on space and cyberspace domains, including the electromagnetic spectrum that will degrade communications and digital information transmission. Attacks on these domains affect sustainment operations in terms of satellite communications, positioning, navigation, timing, information collection, internet operations, computer systems, and frequency modulation communications. Commanders must develop and execute a primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency communications plan to ensure redundancy. Assess sustainment task organization frequently to ensure it is adequate and positioned properly to support the sustainment mission. Plan for reconstitution of units that are degraded as a result of enemy attack. Planning considerations for movement and maneuver. The planning considerations for sustaining movement and maneuver are listed below. In defensive operations, expect sustainment resupply and support elements to operate forward of the main defensive positions while supporting covering, guard and screening forces, and counter and spoiling attack forces. Sustainment units must understand tactical enabling tasks such as a forward passage of lines and operational control measures used by maneuver forces in perimeter defense. While supporting offensive operations, expect sustainment resupply and support elements to operate in the deep and close areas. Sustainment units must understand operational control measures to include passage of lines and crossing of boundaries with maneuver forces in the offense. Anticipate how terrain, enemy action, defense obstacles, fire support coordination measures, movement restrictions, and terrain will affect the methods of resupply. These factors influence all distribution management and movement control plans. Expect an increase in items Class 3, 8, and 9 to support offensive operations. Ensure adequate transportation assets are available to move supplies and equipment forward in the operational area. Task and coordinate with movement control units for road usage or deconfliction during retrograde operations. This coordination is critical to ensure the retrograde is not hindered by uncoordinated or conflicting unit movement on available routes. Commanders must identify main and alternate movement routes. Coordinate with the G3 air to deconflict airspace for aerial delivery, Air Force air-land delivery, and aeromedical evacuation requirements. Planning considerations for intelligence. Intelligence is critical for planning sustainment operations in support of large-scale combat operations. It starts with an understanding of the overarching operational variables, but then extends to detailed intelligence estimates, IPB products, and other intelligence products that describe enemy capabilities and courses of action. From these products, planners can estimate friendly casualty rates and munition expenditure rates, plan protection operations, and have a better understanding of where and when sustainment capabilities are needed. See ADP-20 and FM-20 for more information on the intelligence warfighting function. Planning considerations for fires. The planning considerations for fires are listed below. Anticipate frequent and rapid relocation of fires units to shift supporting units accordingly. Ensure quantity and positioning of modular ammunition units at EAB are sufficient to support fires ammunition requirements. Ensure that ammunition transportation assets are adequate and properly positioned to support ammunition distribution for fires operations. Planning considerations for protection. The planning considerations for protection are listed below. Plan for establishing base cluster operations to create dispersion and facilitate concealment during defensive operations. Commanders should plan to disperse large consolidated bases from which sustainment units operate into smaller bases to form a base cluster. Consider all security integration implications of the base cluster. Plan for seaburn conditions. This planning includes increased requirements for non-potable water, decontaminants, and chemical defense equipment. Seaburn defense planning must include detailed procedures for the processing of contaminated wastes, contaminated human remains, and equipment decontamination. Expect direct enemy attack by small unit, special operations ground forces, attack aircraft, and long-range artillery. Commanders must ensure that base defense measures are adequate to detect and defeat small unit operations, level 1 or level 2 threats. Units must use adequate cover and concealment measures to prevent detection by enemy forces. Dispersion mitigates effects of long-range fires and attack aircraft. Provide adequate convoy security for convoys supporting the mobile defense. The security may be from internal sources or from coordinated external sources. Offensive operations. An offensive operation is an operation to defeat or destroy enemy forces and gain control of terrain, resources, and population centers, ADP-30. The intent of an offensive task is to impose the commander's will on the enemy. Against a capable adaptive enemy, the offense is the most direct and sure means of seizing, retaining, and exploiting the initiative to gain physical, temporal, and cognitive advantages and achieve definitive results. There are 4 offensive operations executed during large-scale combat operations: movement to contact, attack, exploitation, and pursuit. These operations enable commanders to impose their will on the enemy and deprive the enemy of resources, seize decisive terrain, deceive or divert the enemy, develop intelligence, or hold an enemy position. See FM-3-90-1 for more information on offensive operations. Sustainment determines the depth, duration, and endurance of Army operations and plays a key role in enabling decisive action. Failure to provide adequate sustainment during offensive operations can result in a tactical pause or culmination of offensive operations and may prevent consolidation of gains. Operational and sustainment planners at each echelon of command work closely to synchronize sustainment support to allow commanders the freedom of action to maneuver and provide extended operational reach for the offense. Offensive operations involve an intense operational tempo, requiring sustainers to continually update their running estimates to anticipate friction points on the battlefield. Sustainers must accurately envision the offensive operation in time and space to accurately forecast operational requirements. Continuous coordination between planners at the various echelons is required for mission success. Sustainment brigades at the core set conditions for the transitions. DSB actions during a phase set conditions for the next phase. BSBs execute the current phase of an operation. If offensive momentum is not maintained, the enemy may recover from the shock of the first assault, gain the initiative, and mount a successful counterattack. Maintaining an understanding of offensive operations and future operations allows sustainment planners to simultaneously transition between offensive operations and the consolidation of gains. What starts out as a movement to contact could rapidly turn into a lengthy pursuit of enemy forces requiring extended operational reach to capitalize on opportunities. Effective sustainment of such operations requires robust planning and consideration for all possible outcomes. Offensive operations require situational understanding of the enemy threat. Sustainment commanders should not assume unobstructed locks and should anticipate challenges across multiple domains. These commanders prepare for the challenges of degraded sustainment systems, interdicted locks, and challenges from an enemy that has equal or overmatched capabilities. Sustainment commanders and planners prepare to push forward critical supplies in an OE where degraded systems and communications exist. Continued forward movement of units and sustainment support is critical to maintain the initiative and combat power necessary for the successful performance of offensive operations. Maintaining the initiative in the close area often results in significant numbers of bypassed enemy forces and remnants of defeated units, as friendly forces maneuver deep into enemy areas by avoiding enemy units in well-prepared positions. Sustainment of offensive operations is a high-intensity operation. Sustainment commanders and staffs plan for increased requirements in Class 3, bulk, medical, which includes Class 8, to sustain the pace and tempo of operations, and maintenance, which includes Class 9, to enable rapid transition and rebuild combat power. All units should plan and rehearse C2, forward positioning of supplies, orders issuance, personnel accounting, logistical support, processing of requisitions, transportation of replacements, and most critically, integration of replacements into maneuver units. Sustainment planners anticipate where the greatest need might occur during offensive operations. Planners consider positioning sustainment units in close proximity to operations to reduce response times for critical support. Planners also consider alternative methods for delivering sustainment in emergencies. Extended locks require analysis of how to best emplace forward sustainment elements to support the commander. It is important to clearly identify key actions for rehearsing offensive operations, such as casualty evacuation routes, logistics release points, support area displacement times and locations, detainee collection points and holding areas, and fuel and ammunition resupply points to anticipate potential problems and the means to mitigate them. Planning considerations for sustainment. The sustainment planning considerations listed below are common examples of what sustainment planners may anticipate during offensive operations. If an offensive operation has a special consideration, it is indicated in the list. Forecast expected number of casualties and prepare appropriate medical treatment, surgical, and evacuation capabilities. Medical planners must also assess the best positioning of medical units to ensure support to offensive operations. Plan for the use of dedicated casualty evacuation vehicles to augment limited number of ground and aeromedical evacuation assets. Anticipate integration of new or additional units assigned or attached to the division in accordance with a time-phased force deployment data list or a planned operational phase. Anticipate replacement operations during offensive operations in support of high casualties to maintain momentum and prolong endurance. Weight the main effort by cross-leveling sustainment assets. These include maintenance and recovery capabilities. Plan for all sustainment functions required to build combat power: personnel, supply, maintenance, and medical. Preposition supply classes 1, water, 3, bulk or packaged, 4, 5, 8, and 9, as far forward as the tactical situation permits. Consider the use of combat configured loads, CCLs. Balance forward positioning of resupply and rapid mobility. Expect high demand for class 3 bulk, maintenance, which includes class 9, and medical, which includes class 8, to support the offensive preparation efforts. Ensure adequate transportation assets are available to move the required tonnage. Plan for HET assets to support retrograde of damaged and destroyed equipment. This transportation is required to move unserviceable main battle tanks, infantry and cavalry fighting vehicles, striker systems, and other heavy equipment to maintenance collection points. Ensure field maintenance capability is adequate to repair or evacuate damaged equipment to meet the readiness requirements and the maneuver commander's intent. This requires planned coordination between the maintenance and transportation units and likely requires movement control points along routes. Anticipate time needed to execute logistics as distances increase. Anticipate requirements to provide subsistence, medical treatment, transportation, and shelter to enemy prisoners of war and displaced civilians. Capture increased costs. Apply available resources to validated requirements. Identify unfunded requirements and secure funding for reconstitution requirements. Plan for water distribution. During large-scale combat, division sustainment planners should expect to distribute only bulk water. Prepare to support reconstitution operations in coordination with maneuver commanders 2 levels up. This process requires substantial sustainment support. Plan to execute mortuary affairs operations for fatalities. Refuel on the move operations are tailorable, rapidly employed capabilities that extend reach and sustain tempo for offensive operations. Refuel on the move operations provide maneuver forces with the ability to refuel rapidly, timed, with a predetermined amount of fuel, and return to their convoy or formation. The refuel on the move provides the necessary amount of fuel to reach the next secure area or after completion of operations on the objective. Rapid employment of the refuel on the move distinguishes it from routine convoy refueling operations. Ideally, refuel on the move operations utilize rear fuel assets, while forward assets remain full. The DSSB may provide the refuel on the move for the whole division, while the entirety of the BCT's fuel assets remain topped off. For additional information, see ATP 4-43. While it is advantageous to locate sustainment as far forward as possible in support of offensive operations, sustainment planners must be aware of various threats and risks to operations, such as direct action from bypassed enemy forces, special operations forces, and long-range artillery. Planners should avoid large consolidated bases and position units in dispersed, temporary base clusters. Sustainment assets must be mobile and able to move with advancing maneuver forces. This mobility requires sustainment professionals to understand, balance, and take risks to ensure sustainment of the operational force. Sustainment commanders must assess and mitigate risk continuously throughout large-scale combat operations. The following is a list of risk considerations. Are sustainment forces properly dispersed and camouflaged? Are movements in and out of sustainment areas coordinated to avoid drawing attention to the area? Does the force have a sufficient number of mobile fueling vehicles to maintain offensive momentum? At what point will a loss of tankers cause mission failure? Are sufficient quantities of the correct Class 5 available for rapid replenishment? Are ammunition transfer points established forward and their contents dispersed? Are sustainment systems hardened against cyberspace attack? How will sustainers validate requirements received through electronic systems? Does the threat have the capability to change information versus directed denial of service attacks? Do medical units have sufficient Class 8 to address mass casualty events? Are sufficient recovery vehicles available and placed to support rapid transportation of disabled vehicles to maintenance collection points? Does the enemy have plans to leave stay-behind forces to interdict sustainment lines of supply? Do friendly forces have sufficient explosive ordnance disposal assets available and positioned to remove enemy ordnance or improvised explosive devices emplaced on the MSRs? Are reinforcements available by skill and grade and accessible in sufficient quantity to replace losses and maintain units at strength? Which units are the resourcing priority at what points during the operation? Commanders and planners should consider and mitigate these risks as part of the sustainment plan. During the offense, Class 3 supply is critical for maintaining momentum. Sustainment planners also forecast the various types of ammunition used by the division. For example, protection from enemy air attack requires large quantities of air defense munitions. Units fighting enemy infantry in restricted and urban terrains use large quantities of small arms ammunition. Units attacking enemy armored forces require large quantities of anti-armor munitions. Sustainment planners proactively prepare to support maneuver units in the offense with configured loads of ammunition, along with fuel and repair parts. Considerations for storage points include proximity to main and alternate supply routes, supported units, terrain, and security. Additionally, ammunition holding area personnel displace forward as the offense progresses to ensure responsive support as part of the concept of support. In the offense, combat intensity and the depth of the AO increases. During periods of air superiority and while operating in areas with limited enemy air defense capability, the use of aerial delivery reduces the ground threat to transportation and distribution operations and can be used to extend locks. In addition, if forces become isolated, aerial delivery can be used as a means of resupply. It is also an effective method of resupplying combat outposts where it is difficult for ground transportation and distribution lines to reach. Aerial delivery may allow the commander to retain the initiative while reducing the likelihood of overextending supply lines. In offensive operations, two basic problems confront the supporting medevac units: maintaining contact with the supported unit and maintaining mobility of the Medical Treatment Facility, MTF, supporting operational formations. To solve these problems, medical planners coordinate with other sustainment planners and with staffs within the other warfighting functions to determine the scope of the operation, estimate the quantity and types of support required, and develop a priority of support based on the anticipated need. Medevac is an integral planning factor when preparing for an offensive operation. Planning for both aerial casualty and aeromedical evacuation must be coordinated with the division CAB. Maintenance personnel place maximum effort on preparing equipment for combat. The maintenance assets move closely behind the combat unit's main body to ensure rapid recovery, repair, and return of damaged and disabled equipment. Risk is high when performing on-site maintenance and recovery operations during offensive operations. Planners balance risk with support requirements to ensure critical capabilities are not lost. Sustainers should identify and position critical Class 9 items as far forward as possible to reduce the strain on transportation networks. Sustainers anticipate increased consumption of Class 9 items due to substantial maneuvering while on the offense. Logistics packages are the most common and efficient means of Class 9 resupply for tactical units. The increased requirement for transportation assets will inherently increase maintenance requirements across the board. During offensive operations, financial management focuses on securing and safeguarding captured currency, enemy, allied, neutral, United States, or mutilated currency, and supporting contracting and local procurements. Other tasks executed during offensive operations include commercial vendor services and contract payments, dispersing and funding support, controlling currency, United States or local, pay support to enemy prisoners of war and civilian internees, special programs, and supporting monetary compensation and consolation. Sustainment planners should expect large numbers of casualties over extended battlefield depth during offensive operations and must prepare to process mass casualties and large-scale personnel replacements to sustain combat power. High operational tempo and potentially degraded systems and communications will negatively impact personnel status and casualty reporting. Replacement operations entail the coordinated support, accountability, and delivery of individual replacements from the point of origin to requesting commanders in deployed units. The DSB coordinates transportation for movement of replacements to prioritized units within the division AO. Movement to contact. Movement to contact is a type of offensive operation designed to develop the situation and establish or regain contact. ADP 3-90. Commanders conduct a movement to contact when an enemy situation is vague or not specific enough to conduct an attack. A movement to contact employs purposeful and aggressive reconnaissance and security operations conducted with the smallest force possible to gain contact with the enemy main body and develop the situation. Sustaining a movement to contact increases demands on BCT and EAB sustainment resources. Once forces make contact, the commander makes the decision to attack, defend, bypass, delay, or withdraw, allowing sustainers to focus and prioritize efforts. Supporting forces occupy positions that facilitate a flexible response to requests for support. Preparations should be made to push as far forward as possible those supplies needed by the covering, guard, and screen forces of the security elements. Sustainment planners should anticipate increased requirements for fuel, ammunition, and maintenance during movement to contact. The division staff informs the commander of any shortfalls in available sustainment support, so the movement to contact concept of operations and tactical plan can adjust to meet sustainment capabilities. Attack. An attack is a type of offensive operation that destroys or defeats enemy forces, seizes and secures terrain, or both, ADP 3-90. Attacks incorporate coordinated movement supported by fires. Attacks may be part of either main or supporting operation. A commander may describe an attack as hasty or deliberate, depending on the time available for assessing the situation, planning, and preparing. Attacking forces place large demands on BCT and EAB sustainment. Sustainment units locate as far forward as prudence allows. From these forward locations, sustainment units can sustain the attacking force and provide priority of support to the units conducting the main operation. Units should be replenished with fuel and ammunition as they arrive in the assembly area or prior to movement into attack positions or crossing the line of departure. The preparations in the assembly area include protecting the force, performing reconnaissance, moving sustainment support forward, conducting rehearsals, refining the plan, and positioning the force and sustainment assets for subsequent actions to maintain momentum, prolong endurance, and ensure freedom of maneuver. During an attack, sustainment planners should anticipate increased requirements for fuel, maintenance, and casualty operations, due to the rapid tempo and violent nature of these operations. Aerial resupply may be necessary to support a large-scale attack or to maintain the momentum of the main body. The commander ensures that attacking maneuver forces have the sustainment assets necessary to conduct the operation and maintain the attack's momentum as part of the preparation process. Exploitation. Exploitation is a type of offensive operation that usually follows a successful attack and is designed to disorganize the enemy in depth, ADP 3-90. Sustainment support to exploitation forces includes large demands, especially for logistical capabilities. Transportation assets and supplies are necessary to sustain maneuver forces and become increasingly important as an exploitation progresses. As supply lines lengthen, security of routes will also become a problem. The largest possible stocks of fuel, spare parts, and ammunition should accompany the exploiting force so that momentum does not slow for lack of support. Aerial resupply may be necessary to move critical supplies forward during the exploitation. When possible, EAB sustainment assets should follow an exploiting force along locks for distribution. Organic maintenance teams within the attacking BCTs repair disabled vehicles or send them to collection points along designated MSRs for evacuation and repair. The commander must anticipate the exploitation and ensure the sustainment plan supports the force throughout the duration of the exploitation. This support includes designating future MSRs, logistics release points, maintenance collection points, casualty collection points, medical treatment facilities, and ambulance exchange points. In sustaining the exploitation, fuel consumption and vehicle maintenance are primary concerns of sustainment planners. Supplies and the transportation assets to deliver them become increasingly important as an exploitation progresses. The exploitation force typically covers a wider front than an attacking force. This may cause both sustainment support and fire support assets to operate outside of normal supporting range to their supported elements. Sustainment operators must be prepared to bound their sustainment assets farther forward and move them more often than in an attack. Sustainers can normally plan on subordinate forces using less ammunition during an exploitation than in an attack, because fleeing enemy forces rarely occupy prepared positions. Pursuit. Pursuit is a type of offensive operation designed to catch or cut off a hostile force attempting to escape with the aim of destroying it. ADP 3-90. Sustainment commanders must understand the appropriate application of the mission command philosophy prior to execution and support of pursuit. Pursuit requires the sustainment planner to take into account the effects of fatigue, dwindling supplies, diversion of friendly units to other tasks, and approaching darkness. These may affect the ability to support the maneuver commander's objectives. Pursuit requires increased consumption of fuel and ammunition. Equipment failures and increased maintenance requirements may also occur during pursuit. Sustainment planners must anticipate these requirements and push packages of fuel, ammunition, and repair parts to division forces in the pursuit. Sustainment planners must also be prepared to support the direct pressure force and encircling force during the pursuit. Engineer mobility and counter-mobility assets are instrumental in sustaining the rate of advance and hindering the enemy's withdrawal. Engineers prepare the route of advance and support the lateral dispersion of units transitioning to the pursuit. During the pursuit, the commander must plan for engineers to provide assault bridging and emergency road repairs to sustain the tempo of the pursuit. The commander also plans to use engineer assets to block any bypassed enemy's withdrawal routes by using anti-vehicle mines, demolitions, and obstacles. Heavy engineer breaching demands that support maneuver include increased amounts of demolitions, mine-clearing line charges, and special ammunition. The commander uses all available sustainment assets to provide essential support to the force pursuing the enemy. Sustainment units should plan for increased demand for fuel and maintenance as the tempo of operations increases. Sustainment units should be highly mobile and able to provide prolonged endurance and reach during the pursuit. Priority for sustainment normally goes to units having the greatest success. Sustainment planners need to anticipate success, since the depth of the pursuit depends on the capability of sustainment assets to support. Sustainment planners supporting the encircling force need to be prepared to provide casualty evacuation over possibly unsecured locks. The commander may also need aerial resupply or heavily guarded convoys to support this force. Security for sustainment convoys and locks become major planning considerations. Defensive operations. A defensive operation is an operation to defeat an enemy attack, gain time, economize forces, and develop conditions favorable for offensive or stability operations. ADP 3-0. As a component of large-scale combat operations, the defense is a combination of highly complex operations that places tremendous and continuous demands on division sustainment organizations. Situational awareness, mission analysis, and detailed planning are keys to successful support operations. Commanders take advantage of the time available during a defense to build combat power. However, the time available is likely to be unknown, since the enemy typically has the initiative. As a result, sustainment organizations and the functions they execute play a critical role in supporting the defense and the success of subsequent future operations. There are three defensive operations executed during large-scale combat operations: mobile defense, area defense, and retrograde. A mobile defense defeats the attacking forces by permitting the enemy to advance into a position that exposes them to counterattack. Area defense is a type of defensive operation that concentrates on denying enemy forces access to designated terrain for a specific time rather than destroying the enemy outright. ADP 3-90. Retrograde is a type of defensive operation that involves organized movement away from the enemy, ADP 3-90. A retrograde moves the friendly forces away from the enemy to gain time, preserve forces, place the enemy in unfavorable positions, or avoid combat under undesirable conditions. The transition to offensive operations will normally be a planned operation, but may also be a hasty operation conducted to capitalize on tactical opportunities or an identified enemy weakness. Because of this, sustainment commanders and leaders must stay cognizant of the status of the operation. Leaders must also use all available time to execute required sustainment functions, knowing the mission may change quickly and frequently. Sustainment commanders and staffs plan for increased requirements in water, Class 4, 5, and 9 items to support the defensive effort, and build Class 3 bulk and package stocks to prepare to transition to offensive operations. Sustainment planners anticipate where the greatest need might occur during operations and consider pre-positioning sustainment stocks far forward to reduce response times for critical support. Planners also consider alternative methods for delivering sustainment in emergencies. Sustainment of defensive operations requires a coordinated planning effort designed to maximize synchronization, integration, and continuity of support at all echelons. Commanders and staffs must anticipate operational requirements, be responsive in requisitioning and distributing resources, and be prepared to improvise tactics and techniques for execution that ensure responsiveness even in unexpected situations. Planning considerations for sustainment. The planning considerations listed below for sustainment are examples of what sustainment planners may take into account during defensive operations. These should not be considered all-inclusive. Considerations will vary for individual operations. The list identifies common planning considerations for sustainment during all defensive operations. If a defensive operation has a special consideration, it is indicated in the list. Pre-position supply classes 1, water, 3, bulk and packaged, 4, 5, 8, and 9 centrally and well forward. Consider the use of mission-configured loads. Balance forward positioning of resupply and rapid mobility. Expect high demand for classes 4 and 5 to support defensive preparation efforts. Ensure adequate transportation assets are available to move the required tonnage. Plan for HET assets to support the retrograde operation. These will move serviceable and unserviceable main battle tanks, infantry and cavalry fighting vehicles, striker systems, and other heavy equipment away from the enemy. Plan for mobility and transportation support to units fighting over a dispersed area in a static area defense and in a dynamic mobile or retrograde defense. Plan for troop transportation assets to support the retrograde operation. This is required to move large numbers of personnel during the retrograde. Plan for backhaul of equipment and supplies during the retrograde. This is for serviceable and unserviceable equipment and repairable Class 9 items. Plan for the DSSB to provide support to BCT units when the BSB is in retrograde movement. Plan for maximum use of unit distribution of classes of supplies. Plan for reinforcing support to aviation brigades for downed aircraft recovery operations. Priorities for replenishment are normally bulk water, ammunition, and materials to construct obstacles for defensive positions. There is normally a reduced need for bulk fuel. There may be an increased demand for decontaminants, filters, and seaburn collective and personal equipment. The tactics, techniques, and procedures employed by sustainment forces are just as significant as the commodity requirements for supporting a large-scale defense. Sustainers anticipate how terrain, defensive obstacles, fire support coordination measures, and movement restrictions will affect sustainment operations. These factors shape distribution management and movement control plans. Planners expect to wait support for spoiling attacks, counterattacks, and follow-on offensive operations. This may require sustainers to wait the main defensive effort by cross-leveling sustainment assets. Sustainers also consider operational control measures to include passage of lines with maneuver forces in perimeter defense. Finally, sustainment leaders identify sustainment forces that will support the defense reserve force in all types of defense tasks. Commanders determine what risk is acceptable in attaching sustainment units to that reserve force. Large-scale defensive operations also place a burden on medical resources due to the magnitude and lethality of forces involved. Medical units anticipate large numbers of casualties in a short period of time due to the capabilities of modern conventional weapons and the possible employment of weapons of mass destruction. These mass casualty situations can exceed the capabilities of organic and direct support medical assets. To mitigate this risk, medical planners should anticipate the possibility for mass casualty situations and coordinate with area support medical units to help absorb the acute rise in battlefield injuries. The brigade surgeon or medical operations officer works with the brigade staff to develop mass casualty plans and advise commanders on integrating all available resources into an effective plan. Casualty response and evacuation are unit responsibilities that occur concurrently with operations and must be rehearsed. The casualty response and evacuation plans should complement and be synchronized with the medical treatment and evacuation plans, casualty collection points, ambulance exchange points, and routes for the use of both standard and non-standard air and ground platforms, in addition to platforms of opportunity. For additional information on mass casualty operations, see ATP 4-02.3 and ATP 4-02.13. Mortuary affairs planners must strive to support the defense in depth. Because of the fixed nature of mortuary affairs assets and evacuation routes, these assets and routes are more vulnerable to enemy action. Mortuary affairs planners must identify both primary and secondary locks for evacuating the human remains of friendly, enemy, and local nationals. Planners ensure that policies and procedures are established for the prompt, dignified return of these human remains to local government officials, Red Cross, Red Crescent, or family members. For additional information, see ATP 4-46 and JP 40. During the defense, commanders determine which supplies are needed, how often to supply, and which method of supply best supports defensive operations. Priorities for replenishment are normally bulk water, ammunition, and materials to construct obstacles for defensive positions. There is normally a reduced need for bulk fuel. There may also be an increased demand for decontaminants, filters, and seaburn collective and personal equipment. DSB distribution builds and maintains combat power with the delivery of supplies, personnel, and equipment as replenishment support to a BSB extends operational reach of maneuver forces, maintains freedom of action, and prolongs endurance. Troop movements and resupply convoys with combat-configured loads are delivered to maneuver units on a scheduled basis during the defense. The DSSB's composite truck company provides transportation support and executes convoys to move supplies, equipment, and personnel replacements in support of defensive operations. Commanders provide maintenance support as far forward as possible during the defense. Maintenance collection points help reduce the need to evacuate equipment. The thrust of the maintenance effort is to fix as far forward as possible those systems that can quickly return to the unit in combat-ready condition. The support maintenance company is the only EAB unit performing field-level maintenance, including all low-density and limited recovery support to units on an area basis. The support maintenance company provides field maintenance support to units that do not have organic maintenance capability in EAB. Test, measurement, and diagnostic equipment capabilities reside in the DSMC to provide calibration and repair support to divisional and EAB units. During defensive operations, financial management focuses on supporting contracting and local procurements by funding paying agents to pay local vendors for specific defense operations requirements. Other tasks executed during defensive operations include securing and safeguarding captured currency, enemy, allied, neutral, United States, or mutilated currency, commercial vendor services and contract payments, disbursing and funding support, controlling currency, United States or local, pay support to enemy prisoners of war and civilian internees pay support, special programs, and supporting monetary compensation and consolation. Sustainment planners should expect large numbers of casualties in a short period of time during defensive operations and must be prepared to process mass casualties and large-scale personnel replacements to maintain combat power in preparation for future offensive operations. Evacuation of fatalities during the defense may be especially challenging. Commanders will likely prioritize limited transportation assets to support casualty evacuation and resupply operations. Task-organized mortuary affairs teams for echelons at or below brigade will have limited fatality storage. Planners should make every effort to conceal fatalities from the view of the living and safeguard human remains from access of carrion scavengers. Area defense. The area defense focuses on retaining terrain where the bulk of the defending force positions itself in mutually supporting prepared positions. Units maintain their positions and control the terrain between these positions. The sustainment mission during area defense requires a careful balance between forward positioning of supplies and maintaining the responsiveness and rapid mobility necessary to ensure survivability of sustainment assets. The area defense typically requires less fuel consumption, provides more time for maintenance repairs, and requires less complex casualty evacuation procedures due to the static nature of this defense. Priorities for replenishment are normally ammunition and materials to construct obstacles and defensive positions. Maintenance and medical support, along with their associated repair parts and medical supplies, are located as far forward on the battlefield as possible. There may be an increased demand for decontaminants, filters, and seaburn collective and personal protective equipment. The commander may stockpile or cache ammunition and limited amounts of petroleum products centrally within the main operational area. Push packages of obstacle materials ensure units engaged in defensive operations receive needed supplies. The commander plans for the transportation and manpower required to obtain, move, and uncrate barrier material and associated obstacles creating munitions, such as demolition charges and mines. Mobile defense. Mobile defense is a type of defensive operation that concentrates on the destruction or defeat of the enemy through a decisive attack by a striking force, ADP 3-90. The mobile defense focuses on defeating or destroying the enemy by allowing enemy forces to advance to a point where the enemy is exposed to a decisive counterattack by the striking force. The striking force is a dedicated counterattack force in a mobile defense, constituted with the bulk of available combat power. A fixing force supplements the striking force. The commander uses the fixing force to hold attacking enemy forces in position, to help channel attacking enemy forces into ambush areas, and to retain areas from which to launch the striking force. The sustainment of a mobile defense operation requires sustainment planners to look beyond the fixing force's supporting operation in order to support the striking force's counterattack. The greater the distance the striking force must cover when moving from its assembly area to its final objective, the greater the amount of supplies needed to support that move. The mobile defense typically requires more fuel, provides less time for maintenance repairs, and requires more complex casualty evacuation procedures due to the dynamic nature of this operation. Commanders establish casualty evacuation procedures for both the fixing force and the striking force, and ensure that all unit personnel are trained in casualty response procedures, self-aid, buddy aid, and combat lifesaver, evacuation of the sick and wounded, and medical aspects of injury prevention. The fixing force will likely suffer a higher percentage of casualties than the striking force as it absorbs the enemy's attack. When the striking force must move a considerable distance from its support area, the commander should consider establishing a forward logistics element, FLE. Retrograde. The enemy may force a retrograde, or a commander may execute it voluntarily. In either case, the higher commander of the force executing the retrograde must approve the operation before its initiation. Retrograde is a transitional operation. It is not conducted in isolation. It is part of a larger maneuver scheme designed to regain the initiative and defeat the enemy. During retrograde operations, sustainment units echelon their movements to maintain adequate support to the committed force. Planners should allocate head assets to support the retrograde defense task. Sustainment units also maintain maximum dispersion consistent with control and local security. Their goal is to provide uninterrupted support and maximum protection during the time it takes to conduct the retrograde operation. By echeloning support, the commander reduces the amount of time each sustainment unit spends moving, preventing it from performing its primary support tasks. to reduce congestion and interference with the operations of combat, functional, and multifunctional support units, the commander should displace supporting sustainment assets as early as possible, normally during periods of limited visibility. Commanders anticipate the effects of retrograde movements on sustainment elements to ensure adequate support for the operation and the prompt evacuation of casualties. Only essential medical and logistics support should be located in the area involved in retrograde operations. Retrograde movements generally result in increased distances between sustainment and combat units, which makes providing this support more difficult. The sustainment commander must prevent unnecessary supplies from accumulating in areas that will be abandoned. Retrograde operations generally require more Class 3 and possibly more Class 5 supplies than during the other defensive tasks. Increased supply of bulk fuel and ammunition combine to increase the demand for transportation assets and space on MSRs. This in turn increases the need for movement control and pre-positioned services and supplies. Sustainment units carry and cache necessary fuel and ammunition stocks as required by the specific situation. Supplies that cannot be moved and facilities left behind may require destruction. Sustainment commanders must plan for this contingency. See FM 3-90-1 for details on denial operations.